I use for an office. I got the desk and computer and all that stuff sitting in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a bathroom there, so it's really kind of a little suite up there, and then this is the guest room right back through there. And
mm-hmm.
if you're interested, I'd be glad to show you around after you're through.
Thanks. So this room, this area right in here, you'd refer to that as?
We just refer to this as a living room, dining room.
Mm-hmm.
It's all one large space, so
mm-hmm.
it's fairly flexible.
Mm-hmm. Now, the properties in this neighborhood are divided from one another by that zero property line and by the walls, but I notice you have something out here that sort of divides your yard from the desert, and what do you call that?
Well, that's a common area which belongs to Los Jardines. And part of that, we have some utilities running back there. You see the power lines and telephone
uh-huh.
lines
uh-huh.
Run up and down the utility easement. But we have additional space out there. Because of the slope of the land, it really isn't too useful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we probably could have extended the yard back, but I don't like yard work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got a 10x40 piece of grass back there, and that's my yard. Fortunately, the association takes care of everything in the front.
Uh-huh.
So all we have is the backyard, and of course the planting up and down the side here, which is a very low maintenance type stuff. So
mm-hmm.
it doesn't take very much water, and it doesn't take very much effort.
That's nice.
It is, as far as I'm concerned.
My dad spends most of his time watering,
our other
I
house,
think.
We have 125 foot frontage and lawn all over, and
mm-hmm.
bad news.
Sure. And I see you have a little birdhouse sitting on top of, what do you call this?
This is the iron fence.
You just call it an iron fence?
Okay. I just refer to it as an iron fence, yeah.
Okay. Now over your fireplace, I see you have a shelf.
Well,
what's that called?
We refer to it as a mantle.
Okay. And what about this place that you could sit on right
it's
now?
It's a raised hearth.
Okay. And now I don't see any in your fireplace, but in some fireplaces, there are two little things that like sort of sit out in front. They have like little knobs on the top of them, and there's always a pair of them.
Well, there are various different kinds. Certainly, there are dampers involved in some cases. None of the houses around here have exterior dampers. You usually have to reach underneath.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that the knobs you're speaking of may have to do with the heated air that is
on
the firebox that comes out.
They're actually more decorative than anything. They don't really move. They just sort of stand there. They're made out of brass.
You're speaking of things that hold wood if you had a wood fireplace.
Yeah.
And irons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't usually describe them as the things that hold wood because I'm not sure that they are the same thing. But some people.
Well, they are the purpose of them originally. The decorative part certainly stood out in front.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that held a decorative part up was an iron that went back, and theoretically you'd lay logs on top
of
that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now the big log that you would put on a fire is called what?
A big log.
Okay.
I have no particular name for a log. A Christmas time, a Yule log or something like that, maybe.
What's the difference between, what's a Yule log?
I wouldn't know.
No.
I read about it in Shakespeare and places like
mm-hmm,
that. And
mm-hmm.
it
sure.
certainly was a large piece of wood, I imagine, that mm-hmm. was brought in maybe for the Yule season.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as logs are concerned, well, a log is a log in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about the pieces that are split and used to start a fire?
Oh, kindling, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
And the smoke goes up the...
Well, if we didn't have a gas fireplace, the smoke
right.
would go up the chimney.
Okay. And inside the chimney, there would be black stuff you'd have to clean out if you had a burning
yeah.
fireplace.
So,
uh-huh. And what would be left over after the fire burned, the white stuff?
Well, if you're lucky, it's nothing but a white ash. But there's usually clinkers and all sorts of other stuff along with it. But,
mm-hmm.
You would hope it's nothing but ash.
Okay. Now, let's see.